This is the inside track. We're at the Quincy Raceway's Mall Car Show, and got a chance to talk for a few minutes with Terry Gallagher, late model driver. Terry, I'm not going to ask you how old you are, but let me ask you this. How many seasons is this? Do you know?
If I race next year, this would be 50 years for me next year. So I started when I was 15. I've had a race car every year, and I probably had more fun than anybody, spent a lot more money than anybody realizes.
Wow. 50 years, closing in on 50 years of racing. You know, that is, I just can't imagine that there's too many racers out there that could say they raced for 50 years. That's a long time.
You know, Schrader and I give each other heck, and I keep telling him, I went to St. Charles and watched him when I was hanging on the fence. He said, no, he said, that was the other way around. So, I've had a lot of fun, you know, and I enjoy what I'm doing. I don't run like I used to. I don't run as good as I used to. I don't run as much as I used to. But every time I crawl in this thing, I love it.
And this is no different than any other sport. I don't care if it's golf. I don't care if it's playing pool, whatever it is. The more a guy does it, the more nights you get in, the more hours you get in, the better you are.
Oh, yeah. It's habit forming just like everything else. So,
tell us a little bit about how'd you get started 50 years ago? What happened? What got Terry Gallagher in the first race car?
You know, my dad and mother met at a racetrack back who knows when, and he had an old jalopy of some sort he was running. And then as I grew up, the old Pitchville, Illinois racetrack was going, and man, I just loved it. And I was fortunate enough to know a lot of guys that were the Junior Johnsons of the Missouri and Illinois and Iowa people, and they're around. They were extremely talented, extremely sharp, and I just fell in love with the sport, and I still am.
What would you say, my gosh, I don't know if you probably even know where to start asking you how much things have changed, because my gosh, back then you picked up your parts at the junkyard, didn't you?
My first race car was a 49 Ford. I bought it at the junkyard. We did put a nice roll cage in it back then, and that was in 65, and won the first night out.
Won the first night out, and look out, here he comes for 50 years.
You know, that's unheard of, too. Then the fourth night, we got it end over end, and that was the end of that project.
So you picked up that win on the first night, but after it wasn't very long, he's looking for another car.
That's exactly right. We got an old coupe, and we went racing again. And, you know, people say, well, look at how the cost has changed. And I tell everybody, I spend more on a carburetor today than I spent on my first truck, trailer, and race car.
That's amazing. That's amazing. What do you know, you've got a lot more, insight as to how things have changed over the years than a lot of people. What do you think, as far as just a late model class, we'll leave it at that. What direction do you think the late model cars should be going in?
I don't agree with what I see today. I know we've made a big change up here at Quincy, and I've got a 410 aluminum engine and this, that, and the other, and I don't think that's the way to go. I never did. I think these promoters and sanctioning groups have got to look at a way to pull everybody that has a late model to the racetrack, whether it's a 1995 GRT or a 2012 Rocket. If you've got a different motor, somehow it needs to be put together.
Some type of a handicap system or some type of a weight program, some way to accommodate more cars.
Yeah, and we ran a ULMA sanctioning deal down in southern part of the state that definitely did that, and I think we should have went that away. I hope this works. You know, I'm sitting here in the same boat with everybody else.
Who helps you with your race car?
You know, I've got a son-in-law that lives in Hannibal. He's a union pipe fitter. He's very busy all the time, but he helps me some. And I pretty well do it. But you know, when you got your Social Security check coming, you have to wait till it comes in before you can buy race car parts.
You know, you're one of the few guys, I don't think I've ever had anybody tell me that they're waiting on the Social Security check to buy race car parts.
Yeah, you can't buy anything for a race car until you get your check, so I don't need a whole lot of help.
Who you got for sponsors on your car?
You know, that's another problem, too, and I don't go out and look for sponsors because I might want to go to campground and have a fire and a cocktail and not worry about a race car one night. But I have Heartland Auto Bonding and Towing and Hannibal, and this guy, Jason Kriegbaum, has been wonderful. He's helped me for a number of years, and other than my own, I have a used car lot. That's about it.
What's the name of the used car lot?
Terry's Auto Sales.
We got to give that a plug. Where's it at?
It's on Market Street, 2744 Market.
Well, Terry, thanks for talking with us a few minutes on the inside track, and hope you have a great season. Can't wait to catch up with you again next year.
Well, you know, we won a feature last year, and I'd like to win another one or two before I quit, but if I don't, I've had a heck of a good time.
It's been a pretty good run, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.